from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
Feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
New York State troopers responded to Creek Road to a single-family residence, as you can see behind me. And as we're working this case with multiple fire departments, we had one person from the Cook family able to get out of that residence. We're working with them at our Machias station and the outside family. But unfortunately, we do have 3 confirmed fatalities. We believe that there are a good possibility that there's more people in the residence. So that's why you're continuing that search with the fire department and our New York State Police Forensic Identification Unit. We are working closely with Pioneer Central School District because some of the fatalities we have go to that school, and the administration's obviously going to render aid, grief staff to any children or any staff members that would need that. And like I said, we're working closely with the school. When it comes to identifying a positive identification to the victims, we will not have that until the medical examiner goes through the evidence that we present. And at this time, I'll open it up to questions.
People you have not identified but removed from the home, you believe though that they're family members that were asleep in the home at the time?
So we have to look at everything. How do I want to say this? It's a very tragic event that's happened. You're talking an entire family loss of life. We have 3 confirmed fatalities. We have more missing in the residence. We're working with the school district because we are talking about teen kids. And it's very tragic, but we have to look at everything. We can't presume that someone's in there that wouldn't be in there, maybe, you know, sleepovers or different things like that. So we can't work like that. We have to make sure we have a positive identification on our victims. That may take a day or two, depending on the medical examiner's office. When we have that information, we will release that. But like I said, right now, we're working with Pioneer School District because we believe that they're definitely going to be affected by this loss of life.
Are you allowed to reveal any details about the one who did survive and how his condition is right now?
The condition of the survivor right now is in good health. They were, you know, treated momentarily, but now they're at one of our barracks. Obviously, we're going through our investigative steps to rule anything out. We're still working with the fire department and all of the things that they bring to the table with their fire investigation. But like I said, this is still a very fresh, we're working this scene because we still have what we believe to be other people still in the residence. So they're working through. Obviously, it's a very dangerous, a 2-story residence. So that brings a significant safety factor with debris falling. So it takes a little bit of time. And like I said, unfortunately, it's a very sad scene when you have multiple fatalities and within an entire household.
Did you confirm when about the fire started and when it was extinguished, where firefighters were able to get into the house?
I don't have the specific timeline, but it looks around 3:30, 4 o'clock. Now, the fire a.m., the fire may have been kind of going earlier, but troopers arrived at about 3:30, 4 o'clock in that time frame. And obviously, then you have the multiple fire departments with multiple tanker trucks, obviously working the fire, structure fire. And then our crime scene and forensic identification unit will come in, work with fire investigators, and we'll figure out the cause of the fire and obviously figure out who our victims are.
And, are you aware of where the call came in for the fire? Like who called it in, neighbor, the person who was able to get out, and what type of conditions, fire conditions they came upon when they arrived on the scene?
We believe the fire, due to the damage, started in the kitchen area. We do know that, working with the evidence that we have, but like I said, the call came in, we're still working on a lot of that. We're not gonna give out information on who specifically called in, because that may be an investigative process that we have to look into. But like I said, right now we're working on with the families that weren't in the residence, existing families, we're taking statements. And that's the thing, it's a very difficult situation. There's a lot of moving parts. We're talking about teen fatalities and working with the school district. School just started. It's a heavy loss for an area like this. You know, small town, everyone kind of knows everybody. And when something like this happened, it's very tragic, but it's at a moment like this where everyone really has to pull together.
It's not only just a tragic loss for the community, but several units responded to the fire. I mean, firefighters have also got to be taking it pretty hard as well, correct?
You can, like I said, being a small community, I mean, these are the people that live right here. Chances are they know the people. You can see there are a lot of tears being shed, even amongst the fire department personnel here, you know, our units that are here. And it is very sad. It's one of those instances where you hope to never come across this type of situation, but here we are. And like I said, it's a very sad situation. We're working with the schools, working with the fire departments, obviously with grief counseling and things like that. It's very difficult in a small community like this. Like you said, everyone knows everybody, and it's something where, you know, these guys and girls go to work every day, they're putting this fire out, but it's different when you know the person that you're trying to help and then you find out they're a victim.
Do we know if there was any working smoke alarms in the residence?
The residence is significantly damaged by the fire, but we are working to look at if smoke detectors were a possible fault, or maybe they worked and maybe the family wasn't able to get out. But this is one of those reminders where just $15, $20 for a few smoke detectors could change the outcome. But like I said, I don't know if that was a primary factor in this incident.
I kind of asked earlier, but it was part of the question. How big was this fire when your crews arrived? You know, like, was it fully engulfed? Because the damage is extremely expensive.
It was fully engulfed. The residence was fully engulfed. Like I said, it started in the kitchen area. That's where the most significant damage is. There's almost no kitchen left. And you can see behind me the leftover kind of two-story portion. And a lot of flammables and a lot of things are located in the kitchen area. We're working with the fire investigation to figure out what was the exact cause of that fire. And obviously, we're working with our forensic identification unit to identify those victims.
Talk about it, again, Trooper, about the response to this fire, because I mean it's in a little tight-knit, almost sort of hamlet area here, and there's not really fire extinguishers around. I mean, there's a creek down the road, but I mean this seems like a more difficult place to battle given the circumstances of just the lack of resources to be able to put it out. Is that fair to say?
So one of the things you have to look at, we're in a very rural area. Fire hydrants aren't accessible in the area that we're in. Yes, there's a creek, the water's low, but because we're in that area, these departments know that. So they come knowing that these are the resources we have to work with, and that's why you're not just here with a single fire department. You have four or five departments pulling together in this area with tanker trucks, one after another, to put a fully engulfed residential house fire out. And that's the thing, it can't be done by one department or maybe even a neighboring. It took a lot of departments to come down here because we don't have hydrants, we don't have a lot of access to water to put these residence fire, you know, situations out.
We still have one resident not accounted for. How long before we bring in...
One resident or...
Or an occupant.
Okay.
Who is unaccounted for at this time. How long until we bring in a canine unit to start searching the local area or even the rubble?
We usually bring in a bloodhound or cadaver dog that would assist us in locating human remains. Being in a residence, everything's kind of self-contained. Right now, the issue is the amount of debris that we would have to clear to move forward, and that's the scene right now. If it gets to a point where we believe someone's in there and we haven't located them yet, absolutely, we have a bloodhound cadaver dogs on standby. But right now, it's not even safe for the dog to go through what is the threats that would be possess that animal to go in there. It's a tedious task right now, working with our fire departments and staffing to go through that residence to make sure it's clear and safe for the person to move to the next spot and then to the next spot. And that's what we find ourselves in. We're moving from one area of the residence to the next, and unfortunately we are finding more victims as we proceed through that rubble of the household.
Are you able to give a spelling of the family name?
The family name is Cook, C-O-O-K. No. I don't even know. Due to the damage and due to the amount of time that fire departments have been here, that we've been here, and the amount of people that we have in the residence, we don't believe that there would be a living survivor or someone that would still have survived this fire to be in that residence.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
But you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.